The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Show.
Children all over the world love Eric, except for one 10-year-old girl named Ramona. She can't stand Eric, and she's not afraid to say so. Okay, I admit it. I am Ramona. I hate you, Eric. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. Oh, yeah, and here you are. I mean, here he is, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there. Ramona, don't let the turkeys get you down.
Yeah, show some respect.
Albin,
yes,
it's
sir.
Monday,
yes,
and
sir.
I'm bursting with excitement. I'm bursting with country fresh flavor and excitement. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. First of all, very exciting. In a few minutes, John Zmirak.
No.
We're going to talk about impeachment.
What?
Yes. We're going to talk about impeachment and all that stuff with John Zmirak in just a moment. In hour two, we're talking to the founder. This is a Miracle Monday story. It's an amazing story. The founder of Aunt Anne's Pretzels.
Yes.
Everywhere you go, you see these. Okay. The woman behind it is going to be in the studio on this program. You won't believe her story. You won't believe her story.
Originally, we were going to have her on because we love her pretzels so much. But then when we heard her story, oh, she has a story? It's an amazing.
Well, I don't love her pretzels. I can't eat that
but
stuff.
But I do.
No, but I mean, I haven't even tried it because I'd be afraid I'd get addicted to it. So I can't even
have
one.
That's the way
it is. But her story is amazing. That's in hour two. And I should say to everybody, you know what? In case you don't get hour two, if your radio station doesn't play it, first of all, shame on them. You need to call them up or email them and tell them, hey, there are 2 hours in the Eric Metaxas show. Because you don't want to miss hour two. But you don't want to miss hour one because it's John Zmirak. But anyway, Albin, a couple things real quick. Tomorrow, we are going to have on a woman. Her name is Virginia Prodan. Folks, one of the most amazing stories. You kind of can't believe it. She is like 4'11". Tiny woman, basically was used by God, as I interpret it, to take down the Romanian dictator Nicolae Ceausescu. It is an unbelievable story. She wrote a book about it. She will be on this program tomorrow. And it just so happens, we didn't know this when we booked this amazing woman, this hero, that she is today a lawyer with the Alliance Defending Freedom.
That's right.
We've talked about them on the show previously, and it just so happens that starting today, we're doing a fundraiser for the Alliance Defending Freedom. Now, these guys are huge heroes. I had no idea that Virginia Prodan, who will be on the show tomorrow sharing her insanely inspiring story, that she's a lawyer for the Alliance Defending Freedom. So I guess it's a good place to say, first of all, do not miss tomorrow's show, because you just won't hear a story like this. It's a magnificent story, absolutely stunning. She was tortured, beaten, thought to have been assassinated. But the Alliance Defending Freedom, she works for them today because she makes a link, and this is kind of the point. She makes a link between the socialist communist dictatorship under Ceausescu in Romania, under which she suffered horribly, under which millions suffered horribly, and which, of course, is just like the Soviet Union was, just like East Germany was, where my mother grew up. So many people have suffered under this. Now, she makes a link, and we'll hear about this tomorrow, but she makes a link between what is happening in America today. In other words, if you don't fight for these freedoms now, immediately, they will go away. I've made this case many times before, but she makes it all the more extraordinarily because she lived through the loss of these freedoms. But so we're working with the Alliance Defending Freedom. And this month, we want to get those of you who are listening to step up and to do what you can. Folks, these are the front lines. They're fighting for you, whether you admit it or not. They're fighting for you. There are all kinds of cases going on. So, I mean, let me just put it out on the line. First of all, they're a nonprofit legal organization. They protect and defend the rights of everyone to live out our beliefs, and they do it through litigation and advocacy. They have top brilliant lawyers on these cases. They have already achieved 9 victories in the U.S. Supreme Court. That's just in the last few years. They've stood beside the courageous American, you probably know his story, the Colorado Baker. I've met him, Jack Phillips. They have fought for Washington State florist Baronelle Stutzman. We've talked about her on this program. Jack Phillips and Baronelle Stutzman and others were attacked by government agencies, folks. This is in America. For exercising their right to defend their religious beliefs. I want you to hear this because this is chilling stuff. We've heard about this for years, that it's happening. It's going to come. It has come. We have to fight. There's a window of opportunity. I want to be really clear, folks. In Germany in the 30s, Bonhoeffer was saying there is a moment of opportunity. If we do not seize the moment, it will be too late. And guess what? Nobody listened to Bonhoeffer. And it was too late. And all those who finally saw the light, like his friend Niemöller, Pastor Martin Niemöller and others, they knew that they had blown it. And so when they finally saw what was happening, they realized, now I have no power. 3 years ago, I had power. Now I have no power. We're in a similar situation today. You don't need to compare it to Nazi Germany, although I certainly could. But the point is that there is a moment of opportunity where people like the lawyers at ADF, and again, you'll hear one of them tomorrow, they are able in our country to fight, and they can use our laws to win because we have religious liberty in America. But many people in America don't understand religious liberty, and therefore they kind of turn a blind eye when religious liberty is under threat. They don't seem to care, or they don't seem to know, or by the time they care, it will be too late. So I want to say to you folks, this is our moment to fight. Alliance Defending Freedom is fighting. There's all kinds of ways we can fight in our own lives, but one of the ways we can fight is by helping Alliance Defending Freedom do what they do. And believe me, I would not say this if it weren't true. These folks are on the front lines. If it weren't for them, I can't imagine what would happen in America, because people like Jack Phillips, whom I've met, and Baronelle Stutzman and others, these are people exactly like us. These are not bigwigs. These are not people in the government. These are people living their little lives, trying to make a buck, trying to live out their faith, and being persecuted by the government. Just imagine, the government in the United States, governments, state governments, are persecuting these people simply for being Christians. Okay, so I want to say it again. ADF provides free legal services to men and women whose religious freedoms are under attack. That will be you, folks. That will be us, okay? That will be we. Their ongoing fight is only possible with your help. I'm going to lay it on the line, folks. Unless you help Alliance Defending Freedom, there's no way they can do this on their own. So let me play a clip. Alliance Defending Freedom's Bob Trent is speaking here. Listen to this.
We exist because of the tax-deductible donations that people like your listeners provide to us. And so a gift of $100, $200, $1,000 right now will help Alliance Defending Freedom defend your listeners' freedom and provide the funds that are critical to fighting the battles for our most fundamental freedoms.
All right. So there is this minute a banner, an Alliance Defending Freedom banner at MetaxasTalk.com. You can go there now. You can click on it to make your gift in any amount to help ADF defend your religious freedom and provide resources to fight pivotal court battles ahead. Folks, if we lose, it will be our fault because we have the ability right now to stand and to fight and to win. If you don't want to go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the banner, you can call my special toll-free number. It is 866- 2770, 866-556-2770. Your gift of $100, $200, or whatever you can afford will help Alliance Defending Freedom continue fighting for you and your religious freedom, whether in your business, your school, or even where you volunteer. Once more, the ADF banner is at MetaxasTalk.com right now. Thank you for helping. When we come back, we have John Zmirek on. We're talking about impeachment. I guess we should probably also remind people, if you buy something from MyPillow, whatever you do, folks, don't use the other coupon discount codes. You want to use our discount code. You can tell your friends. Our discount code is a wonderful discount code. It's big. The discount, Eric, is the code. Eric. You just have to type in E-R-I-C. You get our discount. That's on everything sold at MyPillow.com. Just a little tip for you. Why spend more when you can use our code? We're grateful if you do use it. It's a great product. We use it. All right. When we come back, the great John Zmirek.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
A few years ago, my wife and I couldn't find great bedding in any stores, so we founded our own company. I'm Scott Tannen, the founder of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets. My wife Missy and I spent months developing the super soft, organic cotton fabric we're now known for. Since then, we've helped millions of people, including three U.S. presidents, get a great night's sleep. You could compare them to $1,000 sheets, but we sell them for a fraction of the price, because spending that much on sheets is bonkers. Right now, check out our luxury flannel collection. It sells out every year. That's because Boll & Branch flannel is cozy but breathable. Cool sleepers and hot sleepers all love it. You can try us risk-free for 30 nights, but I think it'll only take one to convince you. And right now, get $50 off at BollAndBranch.com with promo code CALM. That's spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code CALM. Save $50 at BollAndBranch.com with promo code CALM. BollAndBranch.com, promo code CALM.
Folks, in recognition of the Jewish High Holy Days, the New Year and Day of Atonement, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Prager Store is offering any single book of my Torah teachings on CD, download, or flash drive for 50% off. And the store will include an autographed copy of the Rational Bible, Genesis, for free. Pretty good. This is Dennis Prager, the Jewish New Year, known as Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. These are the most important days in the Jewish calendar. Until Yom Kippur on October 8th, the Prager Store is offering any single book of my Torah teachings for 50% off. Download flash drive or CDs. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Numbers, actually. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Plus, you will receive an autographed copy of the Rational Bible, the Genesis edition, for free. If it's meant to change your life, go to thepragerstore.com.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric from Taxes Show. I'm talking to John Smirak, right? Now, hello, John.
Hey, Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing swell. I still can't believe that I was stranded in Dallas last week. I, you know, it's a weird thing. I never get stranded. I don't mind traveling because usually planes are fine for me. But I was on my way to Jackson, Mississippi, and they said the Jackson, Mississippi flight is canceled. And I was forced to fend for myself in the wasteland that is the Dallas Metroplex. But lo and behold, I located a friend named John Smirak. We had Greek food. It was just, it was terrific. Great to see you. I wish we could do that more often.
Yeah, I would like you to get stranded in Dallas once. That'll be my prayer intention.
Well, I often get invited to speak in Dallas, so maybe I can actually go to Dallas intentionally. We've got a lot to talk about here. We've got this impeachment thing happening. Can I get your thoughts on that before we go into anything else? I mean, it's just really hard to process.
Yeah, well, I have a piece about this at the stream, actually, called The Democrats Punish America for Voting Wrong. Bad proles, bad.
Proles, P-R-O-L-E-S, bad proles, bad,
yeah.
Right. Okay, so
it has a picture of a dog being threatened with a newspaper, and I think that's what's going on. This has been going on since roughly 2 hours after the Democrats stopped crying on election night. They started claiming that the Russians had hacked the voting machines in Vermont, and then there was Russian collusion, and then Rosie O'Donnell called for a military coup to stop the inauguration until Trump could be investigated for whatever it was he was supposedly guilty of.
Yeah.
And then they announced that they were our country was under foreign occupation, so it was time for a capital R resistance,
yeah.
You know, like the one against the Nazis in France.
Right.
And they started staging plays with Trump being murdered, a character that Trump looked like playing Julius Caesar. They started doing pictures of Trump beheaded like ISIS, as Kathy Griffin did. It has been nonstop since election night. And I think what's going on is this. When Barack Obama beat a lackluster, old, slightly crazy neoconservative named John McCain, the Democrats didn't take this as, oh, well, the economy stinks and the Iraq war is going badly, so we managed to win an election. No. They took it as the first election in a third world country after the British leave. One man, one vote, one time. Remember that Obama's worldview was formed by post-colonial Marxist theory, which is the theory that was created to justify dictators like Robert Mugabe in Zimbabwe and other dictators around the world. It is a theory, it's all about fundamentally transforming a country, as Obama said, to uproot the previous power structures and put new power structures in place. And you remember the messianic hysteria that people greeted Obama's election with, that hope sign? They acted as if it was the second coming of Christ.
Listen, this is not an exaggeration, unfortunately. I tend to look the other way when things like this happen because it's so embarrassing, right? When you see Americans embarrass themselves by treating somebody, you know, like the Messiah. I mean, if anybody does that with Trump, I am the first person to criticize them. It's one thing to say I voted for him or I like him. It's another thing, you know, to treat him like he is somehow the Messiah. It's creepy, basically. It's creepy.
But that's
and
what
many
they did
people
with Obama.
Did. It. And look, and I'm going to say something that my black friends say, and I will say it. Part of it had to do with him being black, because I think a lot of us in America rightfully feel a sense of guilt over slavery and stuff. And so you want us to be a country that has a black president or has a woman. In other words, there's something in all of us, which is a good thing. But the problem is that in his case, it got so out of hand. We were so happy to have sort of a good looking, normal looking father and whatever. And he's the president. And in a way, it forced us or it helped a lot of people, I should say, to look away from his background and what he stood for. And so I really think that
That's sometimes right.
Our best instincts as Americans
politics.
For diversity and that kind of thing, which I think ultimately is a good thing. It can often, very often, go horribly wrong when we look away from what people stand for.
The left weaponizes our legitimate guilt over slavery and segregation all the time. They weaponized it to legalize abortion. They weaponized it to impose same-sex marriage. They're constantly hijacking the legitimate grievances that black Americans endured and have, hijacking those to impose things that millions of black Christians want absolutely nothing to do with. My friend Bill Owens is head of the Council of African American Pastors, and he's outraged at people stealing the mantle of the civil rights movement to promote things like puberty blockers for teenage kids, you know, but they constantly use it.
I was just interviewed by the Religion News Service recently. Bob Smetana, who is a journalist for them, interviewed me when I was in Vegas. And in that article, he asks me, I posted it online, but he makes that claim, that equivalency claim between LGBTQ activists and civil rights activists. And I just stopped him, and it's in the interview. I just thought, I cannot believe that you are making this equivalency claim. It's grotesque. Most of my black friends are disgusted that they are being lumped in with that group. It's wrong for right. at least two reasons. But anyway, we don't need to dwell on that.
Right. So what happened was Obama was supposed to fundamentally transform America. That's supposed to be irreversible. Now, Obama couldn't be president for life, though I'm sure that a lot of Democrats would have supported it if he had declared himself king or emperor. But he didn't do that. He did the next best thing, though. He had the deep state spy on all the Republican candidates, including Donald Trump. And then when Trump won, he left the deep state in place to try to destroy Trump and bring him down. And since election night, the Democrats have been punishing us like a dog that peed on the carpet for voting wrong. And they're not going to stop. They don't care what happens to the country. They don't care if our country tears itself apart, if the economy tanks. Bill Maher said he hopes the economy tanks. They don't care. They want Americans to endure 4 years of stagnation, chaos, and decline, and vicious infighting and ugliness so that, like a dog that associates a rolled-up newspaper with getting hit, the next time they roll up the newspaper, which will probably be the New York Times, and threaten us with it, we won't vote for Trump or anybody like Trump because we'll just associate it with 4 years of horror and ugliness, and we don't want to go through that again. So this is not an effort at persuading us as fellow citizens. It's an effort at training us like lab rats with electric shocks.
I have to say that the good thing about America is that this can and will backfire for the Democrats, for the deep state, un-American actors within our own government, because there are enough Americans who can see these things and who will stand up and fight and who are fighting. I pray to God that I'm one of them. I know that you are. But what we're seeing is so un-American and such an offense.
It's happening in Britain. Speaking of un-American, this is exactly what the elites in Britain are doing over Brexit. We don't care that you voted for Brexit. We're not going to give it to you. And if you keep demanding what you asked for, we're just going to keep punishing you. We're going to destroy the parliament. We're going to destroy the political parties. We're going to overrule the connection between parliament and the queen. You're going to pay for this. And you see the scorn that the left has. I mean, the way they created that lynch mob for an innocent teenager who was wearing a MAGA hat at a pro-life rally, you know, there were public fantasies about beating him up by CNN contributors. People talking about we need to make sure he can't get into college, that he can't ever get a job. We got to dox him for the rest of his life. For what? For wearing a hat that supported the president. This is an almost genocidal impulse that the left has towards the people in the flyover states and the people in the backward churches. They are like kulaks that need to be liquidated in Stalin.
John, I will tell you. I saw that. I want to say that when I was at Yale, when you were at Yale, this is when I saw this for the first time. When I finally began to wake up to what the left was doing, I was, as far as I knew, on the left at that time. I didn't know which way to go. And I remember we had a vote in Calhoun College, which has now been renamed Hopper College. We had a vote. Our whole class had a vote in every residential college, class of 84, to divest from investing in companies that were involved in South Africa. Right. A noble idea, but probably not a good idea. But here's the key. The day after the vote, I was talking to a friend of mine who was involved in the vote to divest. And he said to me, oh, your buddy Chris Haynes is my friend today, your buddy Chris Haynes voted wrong. And I looked at him because I probably voted the way everybody wanted me to vote. But my friend Chris Haynes, who is an economics major, bravely voted against it. He said, this is a bad idea. They had looked at his vote, and my friend is now telling me, your buddy voted wrong. And I thought, in America, you looked at his vote and you're telling me that there's a wrong way to vote? I was chilled because my father raised me to hate communism and to know that this is what they do under socialist communist dictatorships. It happened at Yale in 1983. We'll be right back talking
to
John
Smirak.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has tweeted that he should be able to meet his accuser, the whistleblower in the Ukraine phone case. A top House Democrat says he's expecting the whistleblower will be testifying very soon. Texas Congressman Mac Thornberry, the latest House Republican to join what is being referred to as the Texodus. He's the sixth Texas Republican who will not seek re-election. Arkansas prison officials not sure whether a convicted murderer they reported missing from a prison has actually left the facility's grounds. They say Calvin Adams could be somewhere on the prison grounds, or he could be on the run outside the facility. In sports, Oakland Raiders linebacker Vontaze Burfict has been suspended for the rest of the season for a helmet-to-helmet hit on Indianapolis Colts tight end Jack Doyle. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 154 points. This is SRN News.
Your family depends on your income, and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Hey there, folks. It's here from Tax Show talking to John Smirak. John, I was just saying that I remember I first woke up to the horror of where the left in America was going. It was 1983, I think. It was my I know it was my senior year at Yale. And I remember thinking, you know, these are the good guys and they're right on the issues. But when I saw their tactics, I remember I got a chill. I was horrified that they were using tactics that you would associate with, you know, you name it, the Black Panthers who, you know, killed a woman and, you know, David Horowitz's life was changed. I mean, there are people that would use tactics when you think of Baroness Cox in England. She was a nurse. She was fighting against the socialists and the communists in the academic world, and they were threatening her physically. When the left goes in that direction, it's no longer the left that is fighting for civil rights in the 1950s. It has become dark and culturally Marxist. And that is, in effect, what you are talking about with regard to this president.
Yeah, well, they have developed a new religion to replace Christianity. When there is a God-shaped hole in the human soul, and if you don't put God in it, you're going to put something else. You're going to put a future utopia where everyone lives in harmony with the earth like the Amazon natives, where everybody can choose his gender when he wakes up in the morning, and everybody has to respect that gender until the end of the day when if he wants to change his mind, where nobody eats meat, where there's no war, where Islam is a religion of peace, where everything is exactly the way suburban elites in a few cities in America and a few cities in Europe have decided the world has to be. And they're going to wield all their power to punish those of us who are not willing to play along. I've got another piece of the stream called How to Be More Christian Than Jesus, It's Easy. And I think this is one of the more important things that I've written recently.
How to Be More Christian Than Jesus, It's Easy. Okay, we can find it at stream.org, stream.org. Go ahead.
Yeah, there was the first major heretic in the history of the Christian church was someone named Marcion. He was a convert to Christianity, but when he looked at the Old Testament with its endorsement of war and its harsh punishments and its singling out the Jews for salvation, he could not reconcile that with the New Testament, and he didn't see the point of bothering. I mean, the church was heavily engaged at that time in discerning which parts of the Old Testament were eternally valid and which parts Jesus had already fulfilled, not abolished, but fulfilled. What he decided was, no, the Old Testament is actually from a different God altogether. It's from the evil God who created this fallen world full of suffering. And the Jews, in fact, are not the chosen people. They're a wicked people. And Jesus came to free us from this evil God and from the Jews. And he cut and pasted the New Testament. He threw out the Old Testament as evil. And he cut and pasted the parts of the New Testament that fit what he thought was a legitimate, modern, inspired, enlightened religion, and created his own church.
I have to say, the Nazis effectively did the same thing.
They figured.
They said the Jews are evil, therefore the Old Testament is evil, we'll throw it away, and we'll throw away those parts of the New Testament that don't fit with our thesis that the Jews are evil. So the greatest irony, of course, at the center of everything is that Jesus was a Jew, claimed to be the Messiah of the Jews, and repeatedly refers to the Old Testament. He is as related to the Old Testament in everything he says as you could possibly be, very explicitly so. But of course, folks like Marcion and the Nazis will simply cut those things out.
But it wasn't just Marcion and the Nazis. It was also the radical thinkers of the Enlightenment. There's a great Catholic scholar, Hans von Balthasar, who did a book that's only available in German, but I edited a scholarly book about it. People like Rousseau and Shelley and Hegel, all these radical thinkers of the Enlightenment, they did the same thing. They tried to cut the tie between the Old Testament and the New so that they could reinterpret the New Testament to fit their secular utopian visions of progress.
Right.
Now, what's interesting now, what progressive Christians are doing now, they're doing the same thing to the New Testament. They're cutting and pasting the sections of the New Testament that fit their modern progressive ideology and cutting out the ones that don't. So effectively, they're creating a new imaginary New Testament where Jesus lives up to their postmodern secular standards. And in the article, I lay out the imaginary gospel that every church that has a rainbow flag, every church, every Jesuit parish like Father James Martin's, they are preaching a new gospel. And in that new gospel, Jesus did very different things. Like when he rescued the adulteress from the mob, he also affirmed her lifestyle choice to explore diverse avenues of intimacy.
According to them, you're saying that they're twisting things.
Yeah. Yeah. They're living by this imaginary gospel, which they've rewritten in their heads.
Well,
the Good Samaritan...
Go ahead.
The Good Samaritan didn't just help the victim of his crime. He made sure that the robbers who robbed him got out of prison, too. When Jesus met rich men like Joseph of Arimathea and Zacchaeus, he told them to transfer most of their wealth to Pontius Pilate. And remember how when he met with Pilate, he had a long list of social reforms that Pilate could use to buy the support of the mob.
Just so people don't – in case people are just tuning in, John Zmierak is kidding, and that's what makes him – a dear friend of mine, because you are saying exactly what is happening. They're trying to effectively rewrite the New Testament. This whole idea, too, that like eating animals is evil. Jesus ate. Are we out of time here? I think we're out of time. We're going to be right back. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It can be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
How was the doctor?
Not what I expected. I have arthritis.
What? How can I help?
Well, the doctor gave me a rundown on what to know and what to do, and also mentioned a symptom tracking app called Arthritis Power. It can help me and the doc manage my arthritis better.
Well, great. Let's download it from the App Store. Arthritis Power?
Yep, it sounds easy. I just have to answer questions about my pain and other symptoms once a week. It only takes a few minutes. The doctor says that seeing my symptoms over time in this app can help us understand how my arthritis is responding to treatment.
That's cool. Now don't forget to use it, old man. You'll be helping yourself and your doctor.
Old man? And what does that make you then?
If you have arthritis, download Arthritis Power. Arthritis Power is from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation and its patient community, Creaky Joints. Your information is protected, and there's never a cost. In fact, you could even be paid for participating in research surveys about arthritis. For more information, go to arthritispower.org or search for Arthritis Power in your app store.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey there, folks. That's the great Bobby Sherman. Can't get enough of Bobby. We're talking to John Zmierich. Now, John, I want to make really clear. You're talking about this sort of counterfeit gospel that the left today was putting forth as somehow more Christian than Christianity. Part of that, we have to be very clear, the poster boy of that is Pete Buttigieg, who dares to talk about Christianity. It always fits along predictably socialist lines. And I think as Christians, we have to say, listen, there are things that Christians are obliged to believe, which, you know, maybe are countercultural, like the idea that sex must be between a man and a woman who are married, not just a man and a woman who are married for life. It's a sacred thing. It reflects a picture in the Bible of the bridegroom, which is Jesus, being united with his bride, which is the church. It's a beautiful, transcendent thing, and sex is only meant to be something experienced within marriage. That is a hugely countercultural thing when you say that today. And I think that we have to be brave and we have to say it because we're compelled to. But as you say, there are many people saying, no, you can just go along with this new thing and just forget about all that. We just won't focus on that.
If Jesus were alive today and were better educated and had gone to Swarthmore like I did, he would understand and he would have said this instead. And so, again, this counterfeit gospel, in the tale of the prodigal son, the father doesn't just welcome the prodigal son. He actually takes half the faithful son's inheritance and gives it to him because, you know, it's only fair to redistribute the wealth. In fact, in this counterfeit gospel, after Jesus meets with Pilate and gives him his political platform, which is, you know, designed to transfer wealth from the poor and buy their votes, then he moves into Pontius Pilate's palace and serves as his religious advisor. He outlives Pilate, of course, and he's still living now in Jerusalem because he was never crucified. He does travel. He gives TED Talks in Stade and San Francisco. They're always well-attended by well-heeled spiritual seekers. Jesus has accumulated hundreds of, and even thousands of, honorary degrees from a lot of universities, especially Jesuit colleges, and his YouTube channel has more than 2 million followers and is growing.
Isn't that sweet?
Won't get you into any trouble. And I think if there's one...
Won't get you into any heaven worth going to.
Don't get into any trouble.
That's the problem. Yeah. No, it's a dark thing, and I think we have to warn people. Whenever I see a rainbow flag flying outside of a church, it frightens me a little bit because I think to myself, you're sending a very confusing message. I know people who are struggling with their sexuality. They need to hear the truth. They need to hear the truth that you don't have to go with your feelings. God has a plan for you, and whether it's celibacy, whatever it is, the point is that don't go with what the culture is telling you. The culture says whatever you feel, whatever desires you feel, go with it. That same culture tells me if I have a sexual desire for somebody besides my wife, you know what? You're probably made that way. You're probably made to be with many people. Those are lies from the pit of hell. Those are lies that are going to destroy lives. And the church needs to stand for that. And there are many churches, mostly mainline Protestant churches, who they will just blow with the cultural wind, just as they did in Germany when they refused to stand up bravely to what the Nazis were doing. And then by the time it was too late, they were stuck.
Well, unfortunately, I can't just throw this across the Tiber at the Protestants. Just yesterday, Pope Francis welcomed Father James Martin, a libertine Jesuit who's wrote a book trying to normalize homosexuality. He wants the Catechism of the Catholic Church to affirm that homosexual orientation is equally good with heterosexual. He's encouraged, you know, he praised a priest for encouraging gay couples to kiss at Mass.
Wait a minute. Father James Martin, I've met him, okay? I just had no idea, except for you telling me this over the last year, that he has gone in this direction. I guess I'm a little bit mystified that the Pope is seeming to affirm this teaching.
Well, yeah, he is affirming it. I mean, Archbishop Chaput of Philadelphia just issued a warning that James Martin is not preaching Orthodox Catholicism. And Pope Francis's response was to bring him to the Vatican and have a photo op with him. So I think we know where Pope Francis personally stands on all this
stuff.
So
can we say, you know, people,
with the culture.
People always used to say if something was resoundingly true, instead of just going, yeah, they would say, is the Pope Catholic? Well, it seems to me now that the Pope, in fact, is not Catholic, except technically.
I'm wondering what bears are now doing in the woods.
Probably
they're faithfully issuing documents that reaffirm the Catholic faith.
You know what, you're probably right. But seriously, John, this is a thing. I'm not a Catholic, but of course I have always looked to people like Pope Benedict and Pope John Paul II to stick to the ancient faith. It seems that this Pope is making more and more noise along the lines that he doesn't plan to do that, or that he's not doing that. But he wasn't so bold when he first got into the office.
What he is doing, essentially, is he is, you know, the way Jesus rebuked the Pharisees because he had the authority to, because he was God and he could read their souls.
Yes.
He could tell which ones were hypocrites and he would denounce them. Well, that's the part of the gospel that Pope Francis likes. And he has decided that the Christians who came before him, the saints of the church, the past popes, people who have taught these things which Pope Francis finds objectionable, that they are the Pharisees. And he's in the position of Jesus to be able to denounce them just the way Jesus did. There's just one crucial difference. He's not God. And his infallible powers don't cover revising and rejecting past teachings of the church. I've got another piece of the stream. Pope Francis endorses attack on conservative Christians. 2 years ago, a left-wing Jesuit named Antonio Spadaro wrote an article saying that conservative evangelical Christians and the Catholics who support them are engaged in an ecumenism of hate, that the pro-life movement, the movement defending traditional marriage, that these things are really just extensions of the old resistance to the civil rights movement, and that anyone who's suspicious of mass Muslim immigration, the pro-life movement, these things are all just kind of a variety of racism and support for the free market. He equates that with the prosperity gospel.
Wow! Listen,
stupid attack.
I have to cut you off.
Just endorsed.
We're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to John Zmirak. Please, folks, check him out at stream.org. We'll be right back.
How was the doctor?
Not what I expected. I have arthritis.
What? How can I help?
Well, the doctor gave me a rundown on what to know and what to do, and also mentioned a symptom tracking app called Arthritis Power. It can help me and the doc manage my arthritis better.
Well, great. Let's download it from the App Store. Arthritis Power?
Yep, it sounds easy. I just have to answer questions about my pain and other symptoms once a week. It only takes a few minutes. The doctor says that seeing my symptoms over time in this app can help us understand how my arthritis is responding to treatment.
That's cool. Now don't forget to use it, old man. You'll be helping yourself and your doctor.
Old man, what does that make you then?
If you have arthritis, download Arthritis Power. Arthritis Power is from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation and its patient community, Creaky Joints. Your information is protected and there's never a cost. In fact, you could even be paid for participating in research surveys about arthritis. For more information, go to arthritispower.org or search for Arthritis Power in your app store.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is raising the prospect of treason and civil war as he defends himself against impeachment. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
As Democrats push forward with impeachment proceedings, the president warns that any effort to remove him from office could spark a civil war. He tweeted a comment from Dallas Baptist pastor and staunch supporter Robert Jeffress, who said ousting Mr. Trump would provoke a civil war-like fracture in America. Meanwhile, the president continues to accuse Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of treason and is suggesting that the Democrat be arrested. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Texas Congressman Mac Thornberry, the latest House Republican to join what is being now called the Texodus. He's the sixth Texas Republican that will not seek re-election. His district is considered to be safe Republican. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 178 points. This is SRN News.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, phones, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds, for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou.
He's like you. 800-444-9336. That's 800-444-9336.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-444-9336.
Write it down.
800-444-9336.
Hey there, folks. This is here from Taxes Show. Just a few minutes left with John Zmarek. Don't forget, in hour two, we've got a real Miracle Monday story. If you've heard of Aunt Anne's Pretzels,
yes,
the woman behind that whole huge thing, she's going to be with us in the studio telling what is undoubtedly an amazing story. Wait till you hear it. John, we've just got a few minutes left. Let's keep going.
Sure. So there was this incredibly ignorant article written by this Italian priest, Antonio Spadaro, in the quasi-official Vatican magazine, Civiltà Cattolica, Catholic Civilization. Pope Francis just came out and endorsed that attack in a talk to priests. He said, I agree with this article. If you people want to understand America, you need to read this article. And he actually, he was talking about conservative Christians, evangelical Protestants. He said, quote, he said that some of them, quote, cannot really be defined as Christian. They preach Christ, yes, but their message is not Christian. And he was talking about conservative evangelicals around the world, but especially in America. So there is a growing divide. Pope Francis has set himself on the side of the UN, of George Soros, of the international NGOs, of the globalists who want open borders and socialism. He has made that clear over and over again. And ordinary Catholics like me, we simply have to push back and say, no, you are exceeding your authority. On politics, you're just wrong. You were wrong to let your chief official on Catholic social teaching say that China is the best country on earth for living out Catholic social teaching. Communist China. That was wrong.
Who
and
said
we're not
that?
Going to defer to your papal. He said, yep, Bishop Sarando, who is the number two official at the Vatican, right under the Pope, for talking about social teaching and politics and science and the social sciences, came back from China and said China is the best practitioner of Catholic social teaching on earth, much better than the United States.
I have never in my life been tempted to say that the Catholic Church is the whore of Babylon until what you just said to me. I cannot believe that the number two person in the Vatican dared to say something. I tell you, look, it is evil. You have to call evil evil.
Yeah.
And to my faithful Catholic friends,
Pope Francis has not corrected him.
Well, that
he has not said anything against that.
To my faithful Catholic friends, I like you, I simply say, keep speaking the truth. The truth cannot change. But this is staggering.
His vestments were probably made in China.
There you go. I mean, seriously, yeah. John, if I don't hear you telling me these things, I'm not going to hear this. I mean, China, look, we're seeing more and more clearly China doesn't care about religious liberty. They actively they're doing horrible things to the Uyghur Muslims, to the Falun Gong people, to the
Christians,
obviously,
to the
Tibetan Buddhists, to the Catholics. That is China. And this government, our government, under this president, has the ability, and I would say the duty, to push hard against this, to use our leverage as the only real superpower to stand against this.
Pope Francis wants China as an ally against the United States because he sees American capitalism as the greatest evil on earth.
I have to say, we're living in a staggering moment, folks. It's staggering. It's horrifying. It's also exciting because you get to stand for the truth. You get to do the right thing. God has called each one of us to do the right thing, to speak the truth in love boldly. John Zmierich, we're out of time. I just want to say, as always, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Eric. God bless.
Folks, go to MetaxasTalk.com. Don't forget to click on the ADF banner. Do not forget to click on the ADF banner. If you want to fight, that's a way to do it. I don't say these things lightly. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with Hour 2, Miracle Monday.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.